Thank you for calling Therapy Well. This is Delphi speaking.
Hi, Darcy. Ethan, I think you tried to call me before.
Sorry. Sorry, could you just repeat that?
You just tried to call me just before. It's Ethan.
Hi, Ethan. Sorry. Thanks for calling me back. Yeah, I'm just following up. I sent a couple of text messages last week and email, and I haven't heard back from you. So,
I did shoot a reply back for the email regarding the notes.
No, I haven't had a reply back from that email or the text that I sent a little bit later in the week.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did write a reply to the email. I don't know what happened.
So where are you at with your notes?
They should be up to date. I had noticed that the publish button was taking a long time to load after the fact. So I would hit the button. It would go back to the main screen. And it would just be, you know, spinning. The loading progress bar would still be spinning. So if I exited out, then it would just not publish. So I just went through and I, you know, gave it the extra little bit of time. I was just moving on too quick, I think. But yeah, if you check, it should be pretty much everything up to date, published for all of my clients and then up to my most recent available appointments. So yeah, everything should be there and up to date.
If that's a barrier, I'm like, I don't think I've heard of anyone having that issue. Maybe it's like a computer thing, I don't know. But you're welcome just to email the notes to us and then we'll upload it for you as well if that's kind of, you're finding that difficult.
Yeah, now that I see what is actually happening, I have a few more appointments that I need to upload that are just not in the system yet. So I'll try it with those ones. If I still have an issue with it, I think it's probably something to do with my internet browser or something like that, just being slow. I'm not 100% certain, but if I know it's still happening, I'll just start emailing them through again.
Yeah, that's good. Everything will be in there up to date. I did everything this morning, so you should be able to go in and put them in now. The other thing that I had emailed you about that I was just waiting for a reply on, and I saw that it happened again last week, was the days that you're doing really, really long hours. I think there's one where, I can't remember the clients that you see, but you see someone in the evenings, I think in Ipswich, until about 12 a.m., which is fine.
Yeah, that would be
but then you also see another client that starts, I think, around like 10 or 9 a.m. on that same day, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't approve for you to continue doing those long days. Unfortunately, it's just too much of a cost in terms of overtime hours for you to be working. I think the last payroll was about 14 and a half hour days. And also for you, like, you need a break. That's a very long time to be working.
Not the plan for that day to go that long.
Well, I've seen it a couple of times in your calendar, which is why I sent the email, because I've noticed it's not kind of just a one-time thing. It does happen, I think, maybe once a fortnight or something like that.
Between two people or just with one client?
No, two people. Yeah, you see two clients in the same day.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's occasionally overlap days where I do have two clients back to back like that.
It's just anything over 10 hours, as in if it's just one client or two clients in the same day, it's unfortunately just not viable for you, but then also for the business. In terms of the cost associated with it. So I don't know what that will look like for the clients that you see on those days, but we might need to look at shortening one of them or maybe moving one to another day that you've got some time available just so that you're not doing such a long day.
Okay. No, that's all good.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it would cost extra if it was split between two people. I thought it was,
Just if No, because if you like, it doesn't for the client, but if you think about the award, for anything over 10 hours, we have to pay you overtime.
Okay.
And so that's kind of where that cost comes in, because that can't be handed over to the client, obviously.
Okay.
It's just something that we need to manage as a business. So,
yeah,
really fit anything
makes
over
sense.
10
I just
hours.
Never really thought about it, I guess.
Yeah. And I saw them pop up and I thought, oh, it might have just been a one-off, but I just noticed them sort of coming up a bit more. So I just wanted to touch
base.
Yeah,
just the Fridays usually, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it is a bit later in the week. That sounds about right. It's whichever day you do that, 12 a.m. I think you did it last Friday as well.
Yeah, Friday's my late night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just see if you can either maybe diminish the person in the morning, like move it.
Yeah, the Friday mornings I think are not going to be continuing. I pretty much already did organize to not have that happen as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah, because that's a very long day for you.
It's just a really long day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for putting those notes in. That's really helpful. But if in the future you, like, it's taking forever, just send it to us and we'll put it in for you. That's fine.
Yeah, too easy.
All right, great. Thanks, Ethan. Thanks for giving me a call
Thank
back.
You. Bye.
Have a good day. See ya.
You too.